Welcome to the Building Up Women in Property podcast. I'm your host, Rebecca Bangura, and I'm thrilled to have you join us today. Whether you're a woman aiming to become a confident, impactful leader, or you're a leader committed to promoting gender equity in the property and construction industry, this podcast is designed specifically for you. Join me every week to gain insights and inspiration that will leave you excited and confident about taking your next steps. Thank you for tuning in. Now let's dive into today's topic. This morning, I had a call with someone, and one of the first things I ask people is, what is it that you want? Because for me, understanding what someone is working towards is crucial in order to help them achieve that. Because before you can take meaningful steps in that direction, you need to be crystal clear on what you want to achieve. And that, of course, would come as no surprise to any of you who have listened for a while. But talking to this lady who is very accomplished and very successful, I heard her apologizing for what she wants. She kept saying things like, I don't want to expect too much, but, and questioning whether her goals and ambitions were valid. And that's what I want to talk to you about today. I want to talk about ambition and the fact that ambition is not a dirty word, right? As leaders and as women in a male-dominated space, we often struggle to articulate what it is we are working towards, and we often have disempowering thoughts and beliefs around what is possible for ourselves. And I want to shed a light on this today because I know for many of you out there, you may be struggling with your own desires and your own dreams. And when we have that internal battle going on, it makes it so much harder to actually create that outcome, to create that goal that you have set yourself. And the reason you're here with me today, the reason you come back and listen to me each week is because we are all about creating results in our careers and in our lives and having a meaningful impact through our work and in our industries and in the communities that we help build. And since the dawn of time, women's voices have not really been represented across the industry. And while the tides are changing, we need more ambitious women to step up and become leaders in the industry. And if you're listening to this podcast, I want you to think about how this applies to you and what you are working towards, and reflect on whether you are being conservative and playing safe in terms of what you are working towards and what you want to achieve. And I invite you to let go of your own beliefs and ideas around what is expected of you, and instead to back yourself and to really dream as big as possible about your purpose and what it is you want to achieve in your very short time here on the planet. And one of the big things when we talk about ambition is there are so often these misconceptions or negative connotations associated with ambitious women. And it's a perception that ambitious women who are driven and who are career focused are in some way self-centered or not team orientated. And this stems from this idea of women in these traditional gender roles where we are the nurturing women and our focus is on that group and caring for others rather than being assertive or competitive. And, you know, there's research to support this that women leaders are seen as competent but not as warm. They are judged more harshly compared to their male counterparts who are viewed more favorably when exhibiting the same behaviors. Another idea is that ambitious women neglect family, whether it's that they choose not to have a family in order to pursue their ambition, or that they put their family second to their career. This idea is really pervasive and really unhelpful because, first of all, you know, we all have the right to live our lives however we want to. We can have fulfilling careers and we can have a family life, but we also don't need to have a family to be a fulfilled and valuable human being. It is perfectly okay for us to be ambitious and successful women without kids and without attachments, right? And we should never feel that we're in a position where we have to validate our desire to pursue family and career. And of course, in practicality, I know as a working mum, it is really hard at times to juggle all the things. And I come from a very supportive relationship where my husband does a lot of the things that go into contributing to the functioning of our family. But there is still a lot. And the truth is, our industry is not set up well to support working parents and particularly support working mothers. And society also really harshly views successful women that don't have children. And it is somehow this idea that ambition is tied to being unfeminine, right? That ambitious women are too aggressive. And again, this idea of, you know, being too aggressive in women is penalized in performance reviews. Like, I was reading a study from the Harvard Business Review where they were talking about the fact that women are penalized in performance reviews for being too aggressive, whereas men, again, with the same traits, are praised for being confident and assertive. And this is often where we find women have this sort of double bind, where no matter how women behave or what women desire, we are judged negatively for it. And that is why it's so important for each of us to know what we are working towards and to really authentically look at what it is that drives us, what it is that motivates us and that we are striving towards. And when we have that clarity, when we know that, regardless of what our ambitions may be, and noting that these, of course, will be hugely different for each of us and is very personal. But when we know what it is we're working towards, that's when we can start to make it happen. That's when we have that clear focus and we can start to take that action forward. And I think we need to be sharing our ambitions with each other openly. We need to be having these as positive conversations where we are talking about our personal growth and our career advancement and the impact we are having in the industry, and stop shying away from what it is that we want, but also what we have achieved. Because for other people joining the industry, we need those role models. We need those examples of what is possible. And someone shared with me the other day the impact within her organization of having the first Asian woman become a director in that business, and how people in the team had shared how that had a profound impact on their feelings towards the organization, because they could finally see a woman who looked like them or who represented a different cultural diversity as part of the leadership team within that business. And to see this move from a largely Anglo leadership team to include someone else, to include someone different. And the effect of that can't be understated. It really does ripple through because it inspires people, it motivates them, and it re-engages them. And I think when we talk about authentic leadership, this is also about sharing our journey. It's about sharing who we are and what we want. And in doing so, we help to redefine what being a successful woman in our industry looks like. We get to change the narrative on what it means to be ambitious and driven and focused. And this is the journey we are on to create change in our industry, to create gender equality and genuine diversity with our industry so that we can attract and retain the top talent and create more innovation and create more communities and spaces that reflect and support the needs of our diverse communities. And of course, that is the privilege of this industry, is that we create a physical legacy. And I know that I've been talking about, you know, the courage to make decisions and knowing what we are working towards and, you know, are you on track with your goals? And this has really been on my mind because I see so many incredible women out there, like the lady I spoke to this morning, who have so much potential. They have so much to contribute. And I can see that so many people get stuck moving forward because they are scared to own what they want. And something I say to all my clients is, we never know where we will end up. We never know where our lives, where our careers will take us. But having the drive, having the motivation and that ambition and sense of purpose to keep moving forward and to try and do something big and impactful in the world is necessary to be on the journey. Otherwise, you will stay stagnant in your career, or you will take small incremental steps which will progress you to some point. But I know that from having worked with hundreds of women at various stages of their leadership career, that having drive and ambition is one of the most crucial things to having a big impact. Because when you have that, you can figure everything else out and you expect more of the world. So you find more opportunities, and more opportunities present themselves to you because you are open to it. And I think on the flip side of that, if we are simply waiting around, doing a good job, waiting for that next incremental opportunity, it is, of course, possible to progress, but you will not go as far. You will not have the same impact in your career. And I don't know, I've got a birthday looming next week, and I think the older I get, the more I am thinking about how precious our time here is on Earth, and letting other people shape what our future looks like does a complete disservice to those around us who we can help. So I invite you to really own what it is you want and to talk about your dreams and your ambitions with each other and to take steps to make it happen, because that is the first step to making it a reality. And I always say, you know, don't wait for permission, right? Decide, act, and then lead the change. And when we do that, that is when the magic happens, right? That is when we have a big impact in the world and we can create the results that we really strive for. And Only you know what it is that you want. But I promise you, you will have much more success. You are much more likely to achieve that if you own your desires and move forward with confidence instead of shying away and hiding yourself and playing small so that you don't make others feel uncomfortable and so that you don't have to worry about other people's perceptions of you. So I invite you to step into what it is you want and go out and create that change. It's what will make our world a better place. Okay, you've got this. I look forward to talking next time. Thank you for joining me on the Building Up Women in Property podcast. I'm Rebecca Bangura, and if you'd like to learn more about what I do, head over to LinkedIn and connect with me. Have a beautiful day, and I'll see you next time.